Fuck, marry, kill. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Now, if you would have asked me this circa 2016, I would have fucked and married Domino's.
New crust.
But I'm a new man.
New crust, yeah.
I'm a new boy. And I think I am going to marry Papa John's, mostly because I just like the Papa John's breadsticks. Because they come plain and then you dip it in the garlic sauce. So you are in control of how much garlic is on that sucker.
Nice.
Whereas they just put it on the crust for Domino's and it's like good, but
yeah.
And I don't think I've had Pizza Hut since maybe middle school.
Same.
Really?
We like, maybe like a basketball tournament. We swung into Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Hit the buffet up.
But I don't think I've had Pizza Hut since then.
There's a Pizza Hut right down the road.
What?
Yeah, in that little strip mall by liquor store. Corner 32nd and Veterans. Right by the subway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking
about. You know what I'm talking about, Jared? There's a little tiny, like a little.
Oh, across from like Cashwise?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of no way.
Yes, yeah, there is. Yeah. Yes, there is.
That's their problem. They got rid of the red roof. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, it's strip mall now. We had a Pizza
Hut. Worst thing that happened to Pizza Hut is the losing the red roof.
We had a Pizza Hut.
It's called a hut.
Buffet. Yeah.
Now it's just a building.
Pizza building.
Pizza building. Hi, welcome to Pizza Building. What can I get you?
Was actually trying to be a pizza as a roof?
No, a hut. Like
Okay. I'm following. I don't know why.
Not like football hut, Ryan. Yeah.
No, I know.
This looks like a football.
We had a Pizza Hut back in my hometown. Pizza Hut buffet, too. And if you've ever had a Pizza Hut buffet, Jesus Christ. One of the best things on planet
Earth. That's Pizza Ranch kind of dominates that.
Yeah, but Pizza Hut pizza is way better than Pizza Ranch. And when you...
They do say no one out pizzas the hut.
No. Yeah, exactly. So I'm probably going... I mean, same thing. It's been over 10 years.
You copying me.
I'm not going to copy you. I'm going to...
It's like four fuck, marry, kills in a row. He's just said ditto.
No, I never said ditto. I'm going my own route this time.
Okay.
I'm marrying Domino's because I could eat Domino's over the other... The other two could go out of existence and I wouldn't even notice. Marry Domino's. Fuck Papa John's because they have 50%...
You're going to fuck Papa John?
John's, all of them. They had 50% discount day after a Minnesota sports team win. It's a fantastic deal. And then I'll probably kill Pizza Hut again. I feel like they've already been killed for the last 10 years. I haven't heard of them.
Wow.
So
yeah, I just didn't even know we had a Pizza Hut. I think that's also Papa John's is really easy on DoorDash for me to get.
It's usually like the top.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I remember going to Pizza Hut as a kid. I don't really remember the inside that well.
I imagine
there was a salad bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's like
and I think the only reason why I know that is because they went to Pizza Hut on the movie Benchwarmers, and he meets the girl at the salad bar. Okay. I think that's the only reason why I know they have a salad bar.
There's usually a couple... arcade games, maybe like two or three arcade games.
It'd be like that, like a shitty claw machine and then the temporary sticker.
Yep.
Thing.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the tattoo machine. We used to get those tattoos all the time. Those are sick. And then a bouncy ball machine as well. One quarter, you get a bouncy ball.
Yep.
Side note on that, where do all the bouncy balls go? I would say in my life, roughly, probably have acquired 40 bouncy balls, and I couldn't tell you where a single one is today.
They all bounce to the landfill.
Like, was my parents, but even growing up, I never saw my mom wasn't like, I'm throwing this bouncy ball away. They just usually go in a junk drawer. So does my mom just still have all those bouncy balls laying around, or is she just throwing,
kind of want them back.
Well, do your parents still have your guys' toys from when you were little? Like toted up?
Yeah. but I don't think she'd keep a bet. So she probably chucked them all. But even growing up, you wouldn't throw one away. They just would disappear.
Yeah.
It's kind of like socks in the dryer.
I'm almost positive all my bouncy, they got to be in my old toy bins.
Yeah, I bet if you check your parents' junk drawer, you could find a bouncy ball in there.
What was your guys' favorite kind of bouncy ball? I have a very specific one in mind.
I didn't have any preference on like the swirl of it, but I was a fan of the largest ones you could get.
Yeah, like the about an inch and a half in diameter.
Yep.
And then the swirl though. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the rainbow colored swirl.
Kind of like a tie-dye thing.
Pull it up on there.
I kind of have an idea.
The ones that you always got that you never really liked was kind of the half transparent looking one that was like much smaller.
Okay.
And it was two-toned. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
So the ones to the left, right there, Jared, that one and the big one right there,
this one?
That's my favorite bouncy ball.
Okay, sure.
And then the one to the right, down, right there, is the one I was talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Yep.
Those ones you got way more of, but they're too small.
Right.
Feels weird in your hand.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one just felt good to bounce back and forth between you and your brother, you know?
Yeah, it was crazy the spin you could get on bouncy balls.
God.
But it was always the second bounce that got the spin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you'd bounce it once. And then, well, obviously, like, you'd bounce it once, and then the spin on that second bounce would fucking rocket somewhere, either at your brother or at the drywall or something.
And if you were a kid and you didn't take the bigger bouncy ball out to the driveway and slam it as hard as you could on the ground to see how high you could get it, you didn't live.
Yep. Yep. And we would hit our bouncy balls with our baseball bats.
Oh yeah. We did that once, launched it over the other house in the neighborhood, never saw it again.
Yep.
So I guess there's one of them's gone because of that.
That and golf balls were the best to hit with baseball bats.
We'd have a Dylan of the group, we'd go to like away basketball game and then the locker room just chuck it as hard as you can. Just
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, Dylan always just had a bouncy ball in his pocket at school.
Mm-hmm.
Like three of them.
He'd have a bouncy ball, a hacky sack, and some sort of like breath mint.
Yeah.
He'd have
like
Altoids.
A taser or something.
He'd have, or no, not a breath mint. He'd always have a laser pointer.
Yep. Yep.
Laser pointer, bouncy ball. What was the other one I said?
But not a breath mint. Hacky sack.
A hacky sack, yeah.
Or he would have one of those shocking devices, like the pack of gum where it'd have one piece sticking out, you'd pull it and it would shock you.
Or the pen when you click the top.
Stapler, same thing.
Heelys.
Yeah, Dylan. He woke up in the morning, put his slacks on, grabbed his bouncy ball, hacky sack, and laser pointer and headed out for the day.
That was his phone wallet keys back in fifth grade.
Yep, exactly.
Do you remember the slimy hands that came out of vending machines?
Like the ones where you like stick it, the stuff.
Yeah, right through it. Yeah.
It would work for 10 minutes and then it gets so gross with shit on it, you just threw it away.
Yep. Yep. Those are also at the Pizza Hut that I would go to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Fucking slime hands.
That's a good one. I would actually I would marry Pizza Hut. I really do enjoy Pizza Hut.
When was the last time you had Pizza Hut?
Less than a year ago.
Why?
No shit.
I really like it.
You had everything else was closed?
No. I think I like it more than Domino's.
We should go.
We should. Well,
sometime next week.
Next time we try and promote company culture and we have a pizza party, we'll order from Pizza Hut.
Nice. Freaking pizza and beer. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by it. And they have the best breadsticks.
They do. That they do, Jared. And the recipe hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's like that Parmesan salt. I don't even know what it is, really.
Yep.
Fuck. Well,
and
maybe.
Kind of crispy.
Maybe I've been missing out.
You got. If you go to Pizza Hut, get their breadsticks.
You gotta get the
breadsticks. So I will have to say, although I did say I'd kill Pizza Hut, before I kill it, I would like to take it on a date.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's date for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna marry Papa John's, fuck Domino's, and date Pizza Hut.
It's like a short term
true crime podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. Short term.
Yeah, we're just no strings attached.
Yeah, Ash and Kutcher.
We're just trying it out. We matched on Bumble, and now we're going on a date.
Yeah, it's like going to a car dealership, you're taking a test drive.
Exactly. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcha Radio.